Okay, I guess my first, it's Bobby Teitelman, the manager of the Canada team, NDG Lynx. I can honestly say I've never been more proud of a bunch of guys. It was such a courageous performance. Coming into the game, we actually had one of our coaches and a player who had to leave for personal circumstances. So we basically came into the game with only 10 players, which meant one guy on the bench. So our strategy, I think we've discussed it in pitching, has been rolling guys out there for 30 pitches and keep switching. And today, after speaking to our starter, Chris Reddick Hopkins, we decided to let him go as far as he could go. And, you know, the people who saw this game saw a kid go pitch a complete game, basically, and a couple of calls didn't go our way. Kid gets a one-hopper right off the kneecap, I think in the third inning, and looked like we were going to have to take him out of the game, and came back and pitched just incredibly well. And overall, I'm sure, I don't know if the other manager is going to comment, but they might have thought this was going to be a bit of a cakewalk to get to 3-0, and I think we really gave them an incredible challenge, and I'm really, really proud of our guys. And, you know, I brought Chris along if he wants to maybe make a couple of comments, but pitched an incredible baseball game.
Chris.
Yeah, why don't you talk about that injury, little comeback there.
Like when I got hit?
Yeah, you can talk about it like
that. Well, after I got hit, you know, I couldn't let my team down because I know they needed me. So I just hung in there and did my best, but it didn't affect me at all. It hurt for, you know, a good minute, but I just shook off the pain. So I did it for the team, and yeah, you know, because they needed me out there, and I needed them.
And he definitely did the job coming back.
What were your thoughts when he went down?
Oh, the first, I think the trainer ran out and said he heard like a crack, and he thought it was a cracked kneecap. So our first thought wasn't any thoughts about him continuing the game. Our first thought was this kid's going to be taken off the field, you know, in a stretcher. So we had the doc, they call him the doc here on our bench, and he came out right away and was able to move the kneecap around. So right away they established that it wasn't anything critical. And then we were just hoping he could walk it off. And, you know, at that point we were for sure thinking about switching pitchers, but Chris said he would try and walk it off. And the umps gave us a couple of warm-ups, and he said he was ready to go. You know, I think the umps came up to me and said, you know, you got to watch him closely. Obviously with Little League, the biggest concern is safety. So we were ready to give him the hook. But it was such a courageous performance. I mean, I can't say it enough. I'm just so proud of him and so proud of the guys, the way they battled. And unfortunately, it was a game maybe we deserved to win, but we came out on the short end of it. But that's, you know, it's a character-building loss. We have 9 kids who are first year. If we get a chance to come back, unfortunately, this guy isn't one of them. He's a second year. But we'll do it in his name next year. If we get a chance to come back, I think we'll be able to close out games like this.
Are you still hurting?
No. I shook off the pain.
The adrenaline from the game probably helped with the bruised knee. We'll ice it later.
A
couple
yeah.
of Advils and some ice, and hopefully he'll be okay.
And, I can't remember his name. The guy who got the game-tying double.
Oliver's been huge for us. We've moved him around in the batting order. You know, I had a hunch. I moved him up a spot today into the fifth spot. I just had a hunch he was going to come up in an important position. And I can honestly say, knowing Oliver, he actually didn't get all of that. Because if he got all of it, it would have been in the swimming pool. But needless to say, at the time, it was an incredibly clutch hit. Tied up the game, put us in a position to win the whole thing. And again, you know, slightly different call on a pitch. And the game's 4-4, and we're in a position to get the winning run. So it's frustrating because we knew it was a game we could win. But we're going to come back tomorrow, our last game, our fourth game against Italy, and show what we could do. We thought having Italy first, I don't want to discredit their team, but we thought having them first might give us an opportunity to get a W. But you know what? Our guys came into this game saying, if we can get through the first few innings, keep it close, not have a lot of ease up there. We thought if we could keep it like 2-2, 3-3, 4-4, exactly what we did, we'd be in a position to win it. You get a big hit from Oliver, you get a big hit from Liam late in the game, and it could be 5-4 us. So, you know, I'm not going to say that we preferred facing them. We get them tomorrow at 9 in the morning. Guys will go home, maybe get them a couple of slices of pizza. We'll get back at it tomorrow morning.
Does that make it hard to play when you're coming back?
you know, there's no denying it's a tough loss. I guess if you're losing 10-4, maybe you just shake it off and you come back out there and have some fun tomorrow. We probably feel like we could be in a position to be 2-2 after tomorrow's game, so that part's frustrating. But I'm really, again, I'm so proud of the way these guys played. So, you know, we didn't come out with a W, but we'll get back at it tomorrow. Yeah, we're probably...
Well, of course, you're still down 10 players, you know, 10 yeah, players.
So we're possibly not going to go with our 30-30-30. We'll probably give our ace a shot to go far. But, you know, even if he runs out of pitches, we have, you know, we have Trevor Law that we have confidence in. We have Rafi Zapata. Like, that's been our strategy the whole way through. It's been such a team approach. We don't rely on any superstar. We do it at the plate. We do it at the field. We've had games where we've had four or five pitchers go. If we have to do that tomorrow, we'll do that tomorrow. I have as much confidence in every guy.
Thanks, Russ. You needed sleep because you guys got to be here, what, 7:30?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, okay, you're right.